Thank you so much. First, I'd like to thank God for this moment. And I would like to share with you a very short story written by a Hungarian poet. It's called, Do You Believe in Mother? In the mother's womb were two babies. One asked the other, Do you believe in life after delivery? The other replied, Why, of course. There must be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what will be later. Nonsense, said the first. There is no life after delivery. What kind of life would that be? The second said, I don't know, but there will be more light than here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat with our mouths. Maybe we will have other senses that we can't understand now. The first replied, This is absurd. Walking is impossible, and eating with our mouths, ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies nutrition and everything we need, but the umbilical cord is so short. Life after delivery is to be logically excluded. The second insisted, Well, I think there is something, and maybe it's different than it is here. Maybe we won't need this physical cord anymore. The first replied, Nonsense. And moreover, if there is life, then why has no one ever come back from there? Delivery is the end of life, and in the after-delivery state, there is nothing but darkness, silence, and oblivion. It takes us nowhere. Well, I don't know, said the second, but certainly we will meet Mother, and she'll take care of us. The first replied, Mother? You actually believe in Mother? That's laughable. If Mother exists, then where is she now? The second said, She's all around us. We are surrounded by her. We are of her. It is in her that we live. Without her, this world would not and could not exist. Said the first, Well, I don't see her, so it is only logical that she doesn't exist. To which the second replied, Sometimes when you're in silence, and if you focus and you really listen, you can perceive her presence and you can hear her loving voice calling down from above. That's to set the tone of what I want to talk about. So the title of my talk will Our Children Be Free? Next slide, please. And I'm going to attempt to reverse engineer the most complex and worst crime against humanity in history. So just bear with me. It's not so easy. But I will give you all the information with the sources. Please do not believe a word that I'm saying. Do your own due diligence. Research the topics and come to your own conclusions. Don't make the same mistake with me as people have done with the government. Blind faith only belongs to God, not to human beings. Next slide, please. So our economy is becoming unstable because of the lockdowns, but there are other factors that most people don't realize. Next slide. The World Economic Forum has one of its agenda for 2030 is to end America's dominance. That is their stated goal. And a few global powers will rule the world. Next slide. Medicare, according to our own government, will begin to go bankrupt by 2026, 2027. Next slide. Social Security, 2034, will begin to go bankrupt. Next slide, please. Next slide. Okay, COVID-19 is a weapon of mass destruction. It's a weapon. It's a bioweapon. It's not natural. Next slide. You know, there's a very evil term called gain of function. You know what that sounds like? Someone had a stroke, they couldn't walk, they did physical therapy, now they can walk, they regained the function of walking. Wonderful. Except here, gain of function means to take a benign animal virus and convert it to a human virus that can destroy human lung tissue. That's what is called gain-of-function research. Next slide. There is one name that we must know. His name is Dr. Ralph Baric. He has been involved in every step, funded by the United States government, in the development of this weapon of mass destruction. And so in 1998, he started to do research and figured out how to take one species of virus and have it infect another species of virus. It's called cross-species transfer. Next slide. In 1999, he perfected it, and now he was able to infect one animal with a virus, a horse virus, to a cow, for example. Next. And in 2002, and this is a United States patent, Dr. Baric figured out how to take a coronavirus, bad virus, and change its lethality to destroy human lung tissue and to cause blood clots. But it still wasn't infecting human beings. You know why? Because these animals don't want to die. If they would release this bomb, they would fall victim to it also. So you'll see where I'm going. Next. Okay, this name, Peter Daszak, was the EcoHealth Alliance. He formed the way to launder money from the United States, from the NIH, from Fauci, to China, because what they were funding was illegal, gain-of-function research. Next slide. Okay. This is very important. In 2015, Ralph Baric and Dr. Zheng Li, the bat lady in Wuhan, figured out how to convert a bat coronavirus to infect human beings. Next slide. But here is something I learned a month ago. I'd like to thank Mr. Reese for this. He is a former analyst from the CIA, I think. In March of 2020, when I was in the first and largest outbreak of COVID in upstate New York with my patients, there was no treatment. And I came across a paper that inspired my treatment approach. I didn't realize that at that time, that paper was written by Dr. Ralph Baric in 2010. In other words, the same guy who made the bomb made the antidote for the bomb. And so they suppressed that information for themselves because they don't want to die. And yet when doctors like myself stumbled across this information, everything was done to vilify the use of hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and to delay treatment. Next slide. So here are some questions. I'll just read it. Dr. Ralph Baric was involved in every step of the creation of this bioweapon of mass destruction. It started from 98 to 2015. His research was funded by the National Institute of Health. In 2010, Ralph Baric also discovered the antidote to defuse this weapon of mass murder through the use of zinc ionophores with zinc. Why was this information suppressed from the American people? Why was this information vilified and access to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine restricted and doctors who were advocating for their use deplatformed? Next. Next slide. Next. Next slide, please. Okay. The academic community committed fraud and provided the basis for politicians and media to brainwash and lead to mass psychosis. And the first, the most important one was the Lancet study, which was a meta-analysis of 96,000 patients and concluded that hydroxychloroquine kills people. The World Health Homicide Organization took that study and made a global moratorium for the use of hydroxychloroquine. The only problem with that study, it was fraud. It was built on fraudulent data. And in the biggest scandal in the history of medicine, the peer-reviewed process, it had to be retracted. Next. There was another trial called the Recovery Trial, sponsored by Oxford University. And in that trial, 25% of the people given hydroxychloroquine died. But one little detail. They gave them 2,400 milligrams a day. I was using 400. That's enough to kill an elephant. So all that study proved is if you poison people with lethal dosing, they die. Next. Now, this is really upsetting. The FDA withdrew the emergency use authorization from hydroxychloroquine. And if you look at the document, which forms the basis of why they removed it, they used the Lancet study as the basis after it was retracted for fraud. They used a fraudulent document that had less value than used toilet paper, and they used it as the basis to revoke a medication which gave an 85% reduction in hospitalization and in death. Next. President Trump gave the order that every American should have access to hydroxychloroquine. If you look into the sources, you'll figure out the whole story. But Dr. Rick Bright and Janet Woodcock from the FDA, and Woodcock from the FDA and Bright from BARDA, they conspired together, and instead of doing the president's wishes, they restricted the access of hydroxychloroquine to only hospitalized patients. End result, out of 800,000 Americans, we could have prevented 700,000 from going to the hospital and millions worldwide. Next, please. Next. Okay. Bill Gates, 2015, everyone knows this, spoke that the world population needs to be reduced by 10 to 15% because of global warming through the reduction of the world population through the use of vaccines. Next. In 2020, the same Gates said 7 billion people must be vaccinated. Next. So here's my question. It's a rhetorical question. Why would I take a vaccine for my health, which is financed and produced by someone who wants to decrease the world population? Next. Okay, this is really disturbing also. In October 22, 2020, FDA gave a presentation to its own scientists. It wasn't meant to be leaked, but it was leaked. And on slide 16, which I'll show you shortly, next. On slide 16, it lists all the side effects. This is 2 months prior to the rollout of the vaccines. 2 months before these vaccines were rolled out on the human population, American public, this slide was presented to the scientists and the FDA. And what are the side effects? Death, strokes, heart attacks, most horrific neurological diseases, myocarditis, inflammatory syndrome in children. Next. So there's a term for that. If you look at the VAERS database, there's 100% correlation with the side effects people reported with that slide. 100%. You know what that means? This is premeditated, first degree, mass murder, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Next. In 2016, Klaus Schwab, and I bring the video, says that by 2026, remember, 2026, when Medicare will begin to become insolvent, every single human being will be tagged with a digital identifier. Next. And here's a patent, United States patent, that describes the technology that already exists in the vaccines that can measure your biometric data and transmit that information with your location to a third party. This is not science fiction. This is the patent. It's very difficult. It's 50 pages of nanotechnology engineering. But if you look through it and you study it hard enough, you will see that this is true. Next. This is a Microsoft patent from last year, 2020. Look at it. It's WO2020060606. You can't make this stuff up. And this patent describes the linkage of biometric data transmission to cryptocurrency. Next. So, question. How do you get 7 billion people to willingly get implanted with a technology that measures and transmits your biometric data with your location to a third party? I wonder how you do it. Next. How about you create a bioweapon, you scare the hell out of the whole planet, you isolate them, put a phase diaper on them, make them go psychologically nuts, and then offer a false promise of a vaccine that contains that technology? Why else would children who have a 99.998% chance of recovery from COVID with no treatment be given these injections? It's not for their health. So China is a model for what's coming to the world. So China's central bank has developed a cryptocurrency. It's called the digital yuan. I don't know how to say it. And it's made all other cryptocurrencies from the private sector illegal. And they've linked their social credit system to cryptocurrency. Next. So what does this mean? Global enslavement. That's what it means. Mark of the beast. A few global powers will have full control over a cryptocurrency-based world economy. A few global powers. Remember the World Economics Forum's 2030 agenda? The cryptocurrency will require to have injected technology that transmits biometric data with your location to a centralized data centers, and that will be controlled by a few global powers. Now, people that refuse to be injected, they will be excluded from participating in the cryptocurrency-based system. And people with a low social credit score, like if the government doesn't like what you say, you could be restricted or excluded from a cryptocurrency-based system. This is enslavement. Next. So here's the solution. Civil disobedience. Just say no. Just resist. No one at this point is holding you down and putting a needle into your arm. And if they try, we have 450 million guns in the hands of... in the hands of law-abiding citizens, which is a right that the founders... I believe the Constitution is a divinely inspired document. And the Second Amendment is not to protect me from you, but to protect us from a tyrannical government. Homeschool your kids. Say no to the poison death shot. If you get COVID, God forbid, do not delay treatment. Start right away. And if you're a high-risk patient, or a person that has advanced in age or has medical problems or took the poison death shot, you should be on antiviral prophylaxis, because the trigger for the disaster that comes is another viral infection where those antibodies could react with and cause antibody-dependent enhancement, which is lethal. And then sacrifice. You know, in normal societies, parents sacrifice themselves so that their children will have a better material and spiritual life. In pagan societies, the children are sacrificed for the purposes of the adults. This vaccine, according to Dr. Michael Yaden, the former VP of Pfizer, kills 100 times more children than the actual virus. It's 100 times more lethal. That's called child sacrifice. Next slide, please. So will our children be free? Next. Well, it depends if we're ready to sacrifice right now. So my blessing to everyone here and globally is that we should have the resolve, the stamina, the courage, and the ability to deal with the uncertainty and the fear, which only comes through a mature faith in our Creator, because anxiety lives where God consciousness is absent. So we have to fill ourselves with the Spirit of God and use that and rely on Him. Happy birthday, He just made all of us. You know, it's a dynamic process of recreation, and rely on him, and that will give us the fortitude to be the David that slays this Goliath. Thank you.